Good morning. My guest this morning is Lenny Dean from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, how does it feel to be directing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I'm going nuts.
Of course. It's required.
It is, indeed. And I have a fabulous cast. And part of that is that they're very eclectic, eccentric kinds of people, because that's what they bring to the roles. So we have been having an incredible roller coaster ride, and it's been great fun.
I'll bet it
really
has.
Really fun, yeah.
Well, now let's tell people right now and repeat it at the end of the 5 minutes that it opens on October 25th at Sixth Street Playhouse and plays through November 10th, three weekends.
That's right.
It hasn't been around for a while.
Correct. I think the last production was at the Santa Rosa Junior College 6 or 7 years ago,
right.
Like that. But there are several productions that have happened in California. And since its inception, the writing of the book, the next year is when Dale Wasserman turned it into a play. And since that time, so the past 40 years, it's seen numerous productions.
40 years.
I know, my gosh.
Yes. Ken Kesey has been gone a while.
Actually, 50 years. So 50. 63.
63, that's
yes.
Right.
Yes. So it's years. 50 years, yeah.
Well, it really is kind of a timeless play. Because mental institutions are timeless places, for one thing.
They are. And again, this is huge. As a director and as a cast, we work together to, you know, elicit what we can from the play and story. This story is an iconic story, along with those kind of iconic characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's an iconic story, and it's the David against the Goliath.
Right.
It's the underdog against the system. And so that's also what makes it timeless. It absolutely parallels what's going on. We have, you know, Democrats fighting with Republicans about our well-being, and it's not personal to them, so people fall by the wayside. You know?
And we have people being kept in confined conditions.
Exactly.
Who have never really been judge to be guilty or innocent of anything.
Exactly. So that's what makes it the story incredible and timeless. Now, what's beautiful about the play is it's very different than the book or the movie. A lot of people have seen the movie, and that Nurse Ratched, that's similarly described in the book as being a cold, icy woman, is not what's written in the play.
Oh.
And the same with all the characters.
Uh-huh.
They have much more – Harding, for instance, is much more prevalent in the play. And even McMurphy, the qualities of who he is more prevalent in the play. And the play really is more about the power struggle between those two people, those two entities. And again, how they clash, one of authority and one of, an everyday man, so to speak, meeting and butting heads. And their fight causes devastation. And that's what makes it a tragedy.
Well, just the whole story of a man who decides he's going to slip around the corner of the system and get out of what he did by having himself committed.
That's correct.
And how unfortunate that decision becomes.
And what it is, too, you see in the play, you understand, he doesn't know that he's committed. He doesn't know. He thinks that he's going to have a length of a jail.
That's right.
Yes, the jail term.
That's right.
And so throughout the script, one of the things that makes the impact grow, the drama get more intense, is that, boom, he realizes, and then he asks, why didn't you tell me, to his other inmates, right? So that's an interesting factor. And
you
also, yeah, go ahead.
Some of the people who are listening to us right now don't know what we're talking about because, oddly enough, people don't know about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and now's the time that they can learn about it.
Yes. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, a lot of high schools have it as required reading. Conversely, even as late as 2000, it was banned from high schools.
Thanks very much, Lenny.
Thank you so much.
I wish we could go on. This is a great topic. So it is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at Sixth Street Playhouse. Opens on October 25th and plays through November 10th, three weekends. For information, a telephone number, 523-4185, online, sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.